If you want NRL news, there's one place you go and one place only, and that is to Danny Widler, Channel 9 Chief NRL Reporter, and he's got some more news with us because it's been a big 24 hours in the NRL. Danny, good morning.
Morning, gents.
What's happening at the Canterbury Bulldogs?
Yeah, their coach, Dean Pay, made the decision late yesterday to quit his position. He had this year left on his contract. He hasn't been supported by the club in any capacity. So he decided, I'm going to get out of here. He's still got to negotiate a payout. But really, the Canterbury Bulldogs are a club in absolute turmoil. They've got three different factions on their board. They don't have a coach. They've got a terrible playing roster. And they've got quite a difficult future ahead of them.
So, obviously, there's a straw that's been put on the back of Dean Payne. It's broken his back and he can't continue to move forward. Has this always been a problem? Did they come into the season with these challenges?
Yeah, look, Dean Payne's been... So a few years ago, they had massive cap issues. A new board got elected and they said, we're going to make Canterbury great again by having Canterbury people there. Dean Payne is a legend of the club and they brought him in, but they haven't supported him to any real degree. Their roster is still bad. They've got money in the bank for next year to buy some players, but they can't really land a killer blow of any sort. And Dean Pay tried to strengthen their roster this year by bringing in one of their old favourite sons, a guy called Josh Reynolds, and he could have got him cheap. The club decided they didn't want to do that, so that was a clear indication to Pay, in his mind, that they didn't really want him to succeed.
Well, it's a disaster. Sitting bottom of the table at the moment, 2 wins out of the 9 games for the Bulldogs. We spoke to you not too long ago about Paul McGregor and his situation at the Dragons. There was enormous heat on him after 3 or 4 games, and all of a sudden it's off him and they're rocketing up the table.
They're flying. I think that Paul McGregor made some significant changes, or the club did anyway. They took the picking of the team off him as his sole decision, and they put in his assistant coach, Shane Flanagan, to be more of their attack coach. They've made some significant changes to their football side in the selection room, and they've worked, and their attack has improved. They're by no means world beaters, but they've always had a reasonably good roster, and they're starting to perform to at least some degree of fulfilling that roster.
Yeah, that is fascinating, isn't it? When you think of Anthony Seibold and you think of McGregor and but they're not the two that have gone. It's gone a different way. What's your thoughts, Danny, on just a general view of the game with those rule changes that have come in place? It's a lot quicker game. From a Melbourne-based person, it's a much more attractive game to watch. What's been the feedback from the changes?
Look, I've never watched as much football as I'm watching now. Reporting for a long time, and you know, there's games you want to skip sometimes and not watch if they're not particularly attractive teams. But I don't think I've missed a game this year, or rarely anyway, because I've been finding it so enjoyable to watch, and it's quite fascinating, and the speed of it really appeals to me. Some of the, you know, the purists are a little bit worried it's getting too fast, or they don't necessarily like all the rule changes. But you know, you can't please everybody, and I think the game, like you said, is more attractive.
Mm. Tell us about Charlie Staines.
Yes.
This poor young bloke, he scored 4 tries. He's a country kid. He scored 4 tries on his debut. And then he decided he was going to enjoy the evening. And look, he had a bunch of mates wanting to celebrate with him. He knew that there were restrictions on that, but he misunderstood the restrictions. You're allowed to have 5 people at a time, I think, in your residence. He had 10. He had 2 lots of 5, he had 10. And the only reason this was found out was because he suffers from lockjaw. He had been laughing and carrying on so much that his jaw got locked out. He had to go to hospital and get the lockjaw fixed. And then the Penrith, and that was a breach of protocol as well, because he went without telling the club. When he told the club, they said, okay, and how did this all happen? How did it come about? So I've been having some fun with some friends. How many friends were at your house? And they went, oh, no, it's a double breach. He'll never forget his debut. 4 tries, a COVID breach and lockjaw. It's quite the story.
So how long is he out for? Has he been stood down for?
Okay, he'll have a couple of weeks where he can't be with the team.
Oh, goodness. Four tries on debut and a stand down immediately after for celebrating.
Unbelievable.
It's a funny game, footy, they kept telling us, Danny, and we appreciate your insight into it and your news-breaking capabilities every time you join us on the program. Thank you, pal.
Thank you for having me on.